You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy.
I wanted to fame, but not the cover of Newsweek. Oh well, guess Vegas can't be choosy. Wanted to receive attention from my music.
Good Thursday morning to you. September almost out of here. Going to talk to Grant Newsham this morning. Headline this morning on the news. United States to reintroduce strategic assets to the Korean Peninsula. What does that mean? So that's what we'll do today. We're going to talk to Grant Newsham a little bit. You know, I want to play Dunford's confirmation here. And so I checked it out to see how long it is. How long do you think the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff that's being renominated for a second term, how long do you think that is? Yeah. Two hours and 10 minutes. Yeah, how about that? So, and the reason that I enjoy doing that is that he, Mattis, Kelly, McMaster, in long format, are awesome. So you don't have to worry, you don't have to kind of, I think you get a better sense for what's real and what's not real when you listen to the guys that are driving the decisions. Yeah, that's not, I don't know where that came from, but that's not what that guy says. So, get that out of here. So, anyway, good morning to you. Hope you're having a good morning wherever you are. Thanks for making All Marine Radio part of your morning and your listening day. The president, you know, the NFL has their greatest nightmare in the president. And it's not going away. Hugh Hefner died, too, by the way. Yeah, a guy who changed the nation a little bit by publishing naked pictures of women. So he passed away. But there's a story that, and I'm looking for it, that the United States is going to change the... change the balance of power on the Korean Peninsula. So I'm just trying to find more details on that. So I'm interested, to say the least. I think the United States should do it. I think the United States should continue to do things that China can't intervene against, and to show that we're not going to be reliant on them, that we have the capacity to make our allies stronger, and it will do that, and it will change the balance of power in the Western Pacific. One of the things that I don't, you know, that I don't get is I don't get why the police are afraid to intervene with these Antifa and these other nuts that show up at events and destroy parts of cities. What happened? What's happened in the world? Right? What happened to the United States that the cops stand around and allow that? I don't get this. I don't get this whole First Amendment thing. It's kind of interesting, you know, the contrast between what we see on TV relative to the Vietnam War, you know, the significance of the First Amendment, and then today what we see is, yeah, the First Amendment. If you're not saying something that I support or something that I believe ought to be said, then I will not allow you to say it. And what is that organization? By Any Means? Yeah. I'm not going to allow you to say it. So, pretty interesting. If you're following along with the PBS series on Vietnam, last couple episodes, I mean, chronicle, you know, the Nixon's first term, the incursion into Cambodia, the mining of Haiphong Harbor, the return of POWs, Nixon trying to get out, you know, all the things, the communists, another offensive, you know, us doing our glides out the ass in order to save the South Vietnamese Army, and then the South Vietnamese Army putting up enough of a struggle that allows us to do that. So, you know, it's just, but I don't know. It's a much heavier part of the program when the nation in overwhelming numbers. But, you know, but essential to the program is the concept of free speech in the country. And I don't know. What happened to that? What happened to that? And there's growing numbers that you see in polls that's of young people that say, yeah, if I don't agree with it, then they don't have the right to say it. It's pretty interesting sociological change in the nation. So, anyway, we'll take a look at the news. I also found, I want to, later on in the program, after we talk to Grant Newsham, I've asked the question on a number of occasions here. Somebody made me smart about relative to transgender service, hormone therapy and things like that and whatnot. So I found an article. Actually, it's written by Dan Lamoth of the Washington Post a year ago in July. So July 1st, 2016, and it deals with transgender service. So there's some issues that Dan brings up, five things that the DOD would have to deal with. So I want to talk about those. One of them is post-op hormone therapy and how that's done. So that's been one of the questions that we've not been able to answer. So I will endeavor to answer that today. But Grant Newsham is going to join us. We're going to talk about Korea, China, and where we're at these days. Interestingly enough, you know, the United States flew bombers further north than they've flown them in, I want to say, a long time, 50 years, I thought. And not a whole lot of response by the North Koreans. So we'll get Grant's thoughts on the moves China's made. And the continuing, very blunt, and I think at times unnecessarily overheated rhetoric of the president. Is there a method to that? Is that how you deal with this guy? You just stay on it, and President Trump is like, you know, a gift from heaven in terms of dealing with idiots like this. Is that a better course of action? Because that's what he understands. And then there's a story earlier this week that people from North Korea, diplomats from North, quote unquote diplomats from North Korea, are have reached out to people to try to understand President Trump. Kind of breaking news from the Associated Press. House Majority Whip Steve Scalise returns to the House of Representatives and votes at the Capitol for the first time since being shot, 2 months ago, as he got ready to play in a baseball game. So I think we all know as a group that those wounds that rattle around inside your pelvis, like he had, none of that is good, and it's complicated stuff. So all the best to him and his family. We're going to say good morning to you, make it official. As I said, Grant Newsham's going to join us here in a few minutes. At the bottom of the hour, we'll talk that. We'll talk news headlines coming up next. So good morning to you. Thanks for spending it with us.
Can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
My fellow Americans, I'm pleased to tell you today that I've signed legislation that will outlaw Russia forever. We begin bombing in 5 minutes.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake at night.
Sunny in 78 in Quantico, sunny in 83 at Camp Lejeune, cloud in 68 in Texas, sunny and 40 up in Montana. Nice. Sunny and 65 in 29 Palms. Sunny and 50 at Camp Pendleton. How about that? Fall is upon us. Cloudy, dark, and 81. Okinawa's cooling off. Rock is cooling off. Sun in 89 in a city that's about to fall. Marja, clear, dark, and 87 degrees. In the land of the poppy. 60 degrees and partly sunny in the Costa Mesa Newport Beach area of Southern California. Looking for a high of 82 today. 83 tomorrow and 80 on Saturday. Not bad. No humidity. Yeah, all you punks from the East Coast, write that down. Zero humidity. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll go back, check news headlines. Grant Newsham going to join us in nine minutes, 11 minutes. I can do math, trust me.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner's looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nielsen. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs at allmarineradio.com, and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs at allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
This hour of All Marine Radio is brought to you by our friends at Battle Mug, home of the world-famous Battle Mug. Starts as 10 pounds of aluminum. It's milled, machined, anodized, adorned with Picatinny rails, and then stamped with the serial number, and it's ready for you to make your own. Anything that went on your rifle or pistol can go on your mug. Scope, laser, camera, light. Put a lid on it, and you're ready for the field. If you're inside, add a flag and an emblem, and you're set. Perfect for any commemorative event. Farewell, promotion, retirement, birthday, anniversary, or get out of the doghouse. The Battle Mug is the perfect unique gift. Check out the entire line of product at BattleMug.com. Enter the promo code Marine for 15% off. Battle Mug is a veteran-owned and operated company. The product is made entirely in the United States. Check it out, BattleMug.com.
All I can say about MilitaryByOwner.com is, wow, I listed my house on your website for only 2 weeks in a tough rental market, and now my house is about to get rented. I will definitely recommend you guys to everyone in the military. Thank you.
Are you located near a military base? Advertise with Military by Owner for optimum exposure to the military community. Military by Owner has experience helping military families find, sell, or rent their home near a military base for the past 15 years. MilitaryByOwner.com, proven and dependable.
I'm an individual member. I joined the Global South Foundation because I believe in what it can do, and I also wanted to stay tied to the community that I was part of.
The benefits for individual members of the Global South Foundation are two things. One is networking, keeping in touch with the community, developing new relationships at any stage of your career. And secondly, it helps people stay abreast and up to date on the latest issues that the SOF community should be aware of.
The Global South Foundation is a great partner of All Marine Radio. Find out more about them at globalsoftfoundation.org/Marines.
We all have the ability to touch the lives of those around us. Moms, dads, neighbors, teachers, friends. These are the people who are always there to listen when we need to talk. Though their actions may not always be monumental, they are always felt. To someone going through a difficult time, a text, a call, or a visit can mean so much. Reach out to the veterans in your life today. Let them know they're not alone. One simple act can make all the difference. That's the power of one. If you're a veteran in crisis or know one who is, visit VeteransCrisisLine.net for free 24/7 confidential support. Or call 1-800-273-8255 and press 1.
You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network. I feel the need to play this after watching our government lying to us about Vietnam forever last night.
But I want to say one thing to the American people. I want you to listen to me. I'm going to say this again. I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Miss Lewinsky. I never told anybody to lie. Not a single time. Never. These allegations are false. And I need to go back to work for the American people.
But whether or not Mr. Bennett...
You do need to go back to work for the American people. It's amazing, man. You hear the audio. The audio is like, the recording system in the White House is pretty good. I mean, that shit is straight up clear. You know, maybe Burns did something with it where they eliminated all the background white noise and stuff like that. Not easy to do always. But you hear Nixon and Henry Kissinger talking about we gotta keep them propped up. It's just amazing to me, you know. Certainly strips away the veneer of anything noble relative to leaders of the nation, you know? And then, I guess the most distressing part of the Vietnam War series isn't even about Vietnam. Hugh Hefner's dead, too. What a blow. He must have been like the weirdest kid in high school, huh? Always creeping on like these creepy magazines. Yeah, Hefner says he's gonna start a magazine about naked women. Yeah, whatever, man. That guy's a weirdo. Whatever. Anyway, yeah, the whole straight up lying thing. But the most disturbing part of Vietnam is that we did it again. And, you know, and after the Gulf War, I remember hearing the Gulf War is a tribute to Vietnam veterans that stayed in the military. And you know what? In retrospect, that was bullshit. The Gulf War was an anomaly. It was an anomaly. It was having somebody stupid enough to invade a country and tee it up for us like we practice it all the time. Not that good and willing to get his ass kicked for it. Right? And we did it with, you know, with almost the same level of casualties given the number of people involved in the exercise. Not like none. Like hardly any casualties. It's absolutely amazing. But and out of that, we said, look, defined objective, turned it over to the military, boom, 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 boom. What we didn't say enough is, yeah, that doesn't happen very often. In the history of warfare, it doesn't happen like that. It's not that, it's never that clean. Right? Hard to get into normally, impossible to get out of normally. And then what did we do? We reincarnated Robert McNamara with Don Rumsfeld. And then the lessons of McMaster's book, Dereliction of Duty, we didn't pay any attention to them. You had guys like Tony Zinni and Greg Newbold, and I believe even General Van Riper saying that this is craziness. But the rest of the general officers in the United States military went along with it. And we find, I mean, look, is Iraq, Syria, and the destabilization in the region that is now spread to Europe because of the exodus, the human exodus from the Middle East into Europe, is that a greater human catastrophe than Vietnam? Not yet, maybe, not yet, but it's closing in on it. The loss of life in Vietnam is absolutely incredible. But and let me just tell you, I don't know how you get around looking at Colin Powell and saying, you failed. And Nielsen took me to task for saying it the other day. But look, the lesson of Vietnam is, I'm sorry, Mr. President, I can't do that. I am, and Powell was one of the ones, he knew what Rumsfeld and those guys were trying to do. He had been down this road with the whole Vietnam thing. He was a part of the Desert Storm thing. And we've done it again. And now you have probably the most qualified guys who do know history wrestling with this idea of an exit strategy for Afghanistan that leaves Afghanistan, you know, in some, you know, I mean, look, the only thing Barack Obama could have done that would have been more like Nixon trying to unass Vietnam was call it Afghanization of the war. When he announced the date of our departure. That's the only thing he didn't do, was call it the Afghanization of the war. And so, as I watch the Vietnam War series, I shake my head at how the nation could have gone down that road again in so short a period of time. Where you had, it's not like people died. There were still people on active duty. Powell's a major in Vietnam. Okay? He's a major in Vietnam. He's the Secretary of State in the Iraq War. It's just depressing. It's just depressing. And you have Rumsfeld every bit the liar that McNamara was. Every bit the liar that McNamara was. And you watch it and you listen to the conversations between Johnson and McNamara, between Nixon and Kissinger, as they tried to deceive the nation and try to, you know, peace with honor. And then I will tell you what, I mean, last night in watching watching Nixon, oy boy. I mean, what a straight up criminal, arrogant criminal Richard Nixon was. You know? I don't know. It's extremely disillusioning. And or should we be so naive as to think that the same things don't go on today? Those same discussions don't go on today? So it makes you want to go become a hermit and live up in Montana. That's right. Yeah, you know, reminder that Powell's name came up in a Me Lie cover-up. You know what? I threw that at Nielsen, too, and he got pissed at me for that, too. Powell was a, I want to say, an operations officer in the AmeriCal division, and something got kicked to him to substantiate, I believe the story is. And you get, depending on if people are pro-Powell or anti-Powell, they skew the story. So the best I can say, and then he did not do a whole lot of research. He put this boilerplate letter on it that said our relations with the Vietnamese in the area are outstanding. The conduct of our soldiers is very professional, and it's 180 degrees out. So the question is, what did Powell know? If he knew something about it that he'll go to his grave with, then he's the same yes man that he was for George Bush. I think in either case, when you take those two pieces of history, those two data points, and you put them together, what you see is a guy who flinches when he shouldn't flinch. That's just McNamara's assessment, that Powell flinches. He is not swimming upstream. I had a Vietnam veteran who knows him who told me, we would not go to war in Iraq because Powell will not let us. And when I saw what happened at the UN, I called him and I said, what happened? He said the president told him that he needed him to do that, and he did it. I said, but you said he wasn't going to do that. He said, yeah, we're all pretty disappointed. Let me just go through the transgender thing. And Dan Lamoth, who's been on the program before, from the Washington Post, Nielsen's going to start hitting me. I can feel Nielsen, right, getting pissed right now somewhere in Annapolis. Lamoth, who's been on the program, writes for the Washington Post, wrote this about a year ago. This is the part where it talks about job requirements, all right, for transgender people. The RAND study recommended that the services define when a transgender service member must meet job requirements for their new gender. Evidence from Canada and Australia suggests that transgender personnel may need to be held medically exempt from physical fitness testing and requirements during transition. However, after completing transition, the service member could be required to meet the standards of the acquired gender. All right. So that's physical fitness. I'm not worried about that. That's not difficult. But I say this. You can't switch genders on active duty. We can't park you for that long. Okay? So I have an issue with that. So here's what we've been talking about. Other countries found that in some cases it may be necessary to restrict deployment of transitioning individuals to austere environments where their health care needs cannot be met. Deployment restrictions may also require for individuals seeking medical treatment, including those seeking hormone therapy and surgical treatments. Figuring out a plan for deployment, the RAND study noted that in foreign militaries, commanders have reported that those who transition genders can do their jobs effectively. But the study also suggested that it can be a complicating issue during deployments, especially for those in infantry or other units that do not readily have access to refrigeration needed for some medication. Okay, so my question about that is, if that's the requirement, Isn't that the same issue that diabetics have? Isn't that what disqualifies them? So I'll get Lamoth on and we'll talk about that. Because again, remember, the concept is you're a widget. You don't have the right to serve in the military, and we have to adjust for you. Otherwise, why wouldn't we adjust for diabetics? Why wouldn't we adjust for people that have bad knees? Why wouldn't we adjust for all these different groups that we could include that are much greater in number than transgender people? Okay? So to me, the concept of being a widget, being worldwide deployable, are things that you can't violate. And if you're going to violate them, there's much larger groups that you would violate them for than the transgender groups in terms of manpower requirements. So, having said all of that, we're going to take a break, and I think the Gunner's going to join us today. I'm not sure. He's a bit fickle, and he's been, like, not communicating, and he's been not communicating recently. So, we'll get to the bottom of that. Maybe. I'm not sure. More of All Marine Radio coming up next. Are you looking for the perfect gift for somebody who's in the military? For a first responder? For a hunter? For an outdoorsman? Or somebody that just likes cool military stuff? I've got the perfect gift for you. The Battle Mug. Starts as 10 pounds of aluminum. It's milled, machined, anodized, adorned with Picatinny rails, and then stamped with the serial number, and it's ready for you to make your own. Anything that went on your rifle or pistol can go on your mug. Scope, laser, camera, light. Put a lid on it, and you're ready for the field. If you're inside, add a flag and an emblem, and you're set. Perfect for any commemorative event. Farewell, promotion, retirement, birthday, anniversary, or get out of the doghouse. The Battle Mug is the perfect unique gift. Check out the entire line of product at BattleMug.com. Enter the promo code Marine for 15% off. Battle Mug is a veteran-owned and operated company. The product is made entirely in the United States. Check it out. BattleMug.com.